You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Now, guys, welcome back to another show of Almost Famous with yours truly, Jim Francis Meza. If you haven't already, vote for me for mayor, right? Honorary mayor, that is. I don't know what city just yet, but I am a mayor, right? It's a joke. So lately, it's been a little bit of a struggle. I have mom in the hospital, so anyone that has send good prayers and good vibes, please, my way. I would really appreciate that. Thank you. And I am very, very delighted because this evening we have a prestigious personality here who is an entrepreneur. She's an actress. She's a producer. She basically can do just about anything and everything in the industry. She's a host of a popular show. So she might be taking my job away, you guys.
No.
Let's hope not. Let's give it up for the one and only Leila Giancalini.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So sweet. I hope I didn't butcher your last name. You said right my name.
Giancalini.
My wife's also Italian, the Spanos. And so, yeah, it's fantastic to have you here. Finally, it happened.
Thank you.
I was trying to go to, because I know you have such an illustrious, background in Hollywood. You've done quite a bit, and it's pretty extensive for your short time. It's like you're young, and you're like wise beyond your years. I want to talk about, we're going to delve into a lot of things, you know. Lately, we're voting. If you guys haven't voted already, vote, right? There's a lot of initiatives that are happening, and there's obviously, we need to vote in a new president, so make sure you guys go out there and vote.
That's spicy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. I don't really want to talk about that. Actually, last week, working and writing a movie, and the director get really mad because I say, one night, one who's win. If I said in Spanish, you're going to laugh. I say, I quiero que peluca gane. He gets so mad at me. He's insulting me.
Really?
And I was like, oh my gosh, people really get it in the nerves about the politics. It should never be like that because, first of all, we can never manage what's happening right now with the politics. We know they're going to do whatever they want, and we are just puppets.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about politics, but that's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth.
So why you want to fight?
Yeah.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah. All right. So you hail from Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Evita Perón. It's fantastic. And you came here. Let's talk about your story. Let's backtrack all the way to when you started, in Argentina. Did you always have dreams like where someday you're going to find yourself in the exact place you're in, sitting here with Mr. Jim Francis and almost?
I was never think I was going to live in U.S. or I was going to work on TV or going to have a talent agency.
Right.
I only want to travel. You're not going to believe that, but when I was, 19 or 20, I want to travel and my mom didn't let me live in another country. So I said, okay, I'm going to be a nun and I'm going to be 360 days traveling and helping people just because I want to travel.
Like Mother Teresa.
I know. She didn't let me anyway. Right. So I studied business tourist to put a tourist agency in.
Fantastic.
That's because I just want to travel. I love to travel. So that's what
did. How many countries have you traveled to?
Oh, I don't even know. But I think 38 countries total.
38.
Yeah.
Hey, well, who has the best tacos besides Mexico?
When Leila doesn't eat tacos.
Oh!
But quesadillas. I like the quesadillas. I like the quesadillas.
Okay, you get
I
a
like
pass.
The cheese. I you like get, cheese. I like
right.
cheese.
You get a pass. All right, you like the cheese. But, so, and you've, I mean, needless to say, you've been to 38 countries. You've seen, experienced the world quite a bit. I mean, what? I mean, of all the 38 countries, which is the ones that kind of stood out the most that you really, really enjoyed?
Oh my gosh, I love Saint-Tropez and France. I was going for like 6 years in a row vacations. Oh. I love it because it's everybody have fun and I don't know, the quality life is so amazing and
right.
I don't know, the whole vibe in France and yeah. South of France. Yeah. I love it. Now, Paris is a different story, but
yeah.
But it's so many countries. Every country has their own secret and yeah. their own fascinated, like, you know,
sure.
if you go to Greece, it's amazing. If you go to Thailand, it's amazing, super fun. If you go to Mexico, they treat you like a king when you go to Mexico,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like if you go to, I don't know, Cabo or Tulum or Puerto Vallarta is my right. favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in so many, but it's so hard to say one country is good because every country has something special.
Dubai.
I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
It's Croatia. I love Croatia.
Croatia. I hear good things about that place. Dubai. I had a friend that spent a good amount of time in Dubai, and they say that everything is pretty expensive over there. Yeah, you said that.
I think.
It's all relative, right? It depends.
I think Dubai is expensive was coming be about, if you want to go to the 7-star hotels and do
right.
the luxury spa.
Okay.
But let me tell you, if you go a little bit outside, uh-huh. it's cheaper than here.
So is there like an East LA? Would you say like a little
hood? Yeah. Actually, you go to outside where the luxury area. It looks like Vegas, but more luxury. That's what Dubai it is.
Uh-huh.
You go outside a little bit, like uh-huh. 20, 30 minutes down or 40 minutes, actually, just to buy jewelry, just like downtown LA.
Right,
that's
like
what everybody does. Everybody goes to buy jewelry. Because it's
like the
good.
Fake watches. I bought like 3 Rolex watches the last time I was in New York. They had the fake ones. You know, they pull you into the alley. It's like, oh, yeah, my man. And then they show you like the different watches. I bought like 3 of them. And they had like, they were pretty authentic looking, by the way. I mean, they
yeah.
really down to
really?
Everything. The exception that obviously the hands, you know, they don't keep going in circles. You know, it'll. Just kind of like a cheap, like this watch, for example. This was a JCPenney watch I took from the guy down the street.
You're so funny. Are you a comedian or TV host?
I don't know. Gee, I'm trying to get it together here. I can't. No, you know what? And then I sold them. I sold them here. I sold them to my friend for like $50. Ha, sucker! No, just kidding. I didn't. I ended up just giving them away. But those were really cool. I got them for like $15. And so they have a... They have a hood of sorts where they sell jewelry and things of that nature in Dubai. I didn't know that. This
yeah.
is the first time I hear this.
The thing is, in Dubai, I don't know if you know about this, but Dubai is everybody who have free taxes, that you don't pay taxes and you go to Dubai. That's why you have the richest people in the world in Dubai.
Beautiful.
And you know how you know who's the richest people in the world in Dubai?
How?
You know how? By the
license.
No, the license place.
Okay.
So they have a number, and depends the number
yeah.
is how much money you have.
Holy mother of God! Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So some people buy. Uh-huh. Some people buy the license place to say, "Hey, I have money."
Oh, it says Dubai.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah, that's interesting.
Every
time you go to different countries, you learn so many things. But it's super safe. You can leave your phone in the ground, come back in 3 weeks, and it's still there.
Wow.
Super safe.
It's kind of like here, like in South Central LA.
Yeah, I was thinking to say that. I mean, LA is pretty safe. But like everything else, they have places that are dangerous, you know?
Yeah, it depends though. Like, it depends danger. Like, have you ever been in a predicament where you felt like your life was threatened here in L.A.? You felt, like, unsafe, perhaps? Like, maybe at a nightclub?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I done in Compton.
Compton?
Yeah.
I was shooting now.
I was shooting a music video and I get lost.
Okay. Nice.
So I just feel a little bit... But nothing happens to me. It was just more mentally.
Yeah. You know,
that never happens nothing to me. Honestly, for me, U.S. is super safe.
Yeah.
They don't know in other countries what is the reality.
Really?
So I feel like U.S. is like, it's so good. Yeah. Go to Brazil and the favela, and then you tell me. Dang. Then you're going to laugh about it. U.S. Really? Is so safe. I mean, it's like everything else, you know. You have, like, dangerous part, but as soon as you don't bother anybody, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's most definitely the truth. If you
it's about codes, right?
Yeah, you have to switch a code. Like, if I go to company, like, yo, what's up? How you doing, my brother? You know, but then you come here, and it's, like, different, you know? It sounds. Then you go to East L.A., and then...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think if you treat people nice, nothing happens to you because, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, I wasn't working Dash Radio for so long, for 8 years.
Yeah.
And we have
radio,
people from everywhere, like, you know, like rappers, yeah. they was in jail and they tell these stories mm-hmm. and everybody was super nice. I never have no one problem. Everybody was. Seriously, it's super nice. And you, even they tell the crazy stories.
Yeah.
They don't do anything to you. I think it depends how you treat them.
Right, right. At the end of the day, it's how you treat. If you treat people with kindness, respect, you get the same thing you put out. You know, you get back in large amounts, tenfold. Yeah. You know what? It's funny because I remember when Dash was on another street adjacent to the freeway, to the 101 freeway. Remember? Now it's a big marijuana dispensary.
No.
Yeah,
I
went there. I went to Dash once with a couple of clients. Remember that?
Cahuenga.
Yeah, Cahuenga.
I used to be there at Cahuenga and before Hollywood and Utah.
Right.
And then they switched us to Hollywood
Boulevard.
Yeah, that was the last one. But right now they're changing the owners. So
it's a big old mess.
Let's put it that way.
So many words.
I don't know. Okay. I love that. I have such a good experience. Everybody was so amazing, so much fun. Like, I mean, I love them. Everything is great. Just, you know, like everything else, things change. You can't have everything the same forever.
Everything's evolving. Either you move forward or you go backwards. You don't stay put, right?
Yeah,
you don't stay
in one place. It's okay. You have your timing. It was great. And you move forward.
You bow out gracefully and say adios, amigos. Okay, let's talk about you arriving in the U.S. and then overnight creating this empire you have.
Oh, my
God. Everyone wants to hear. All 1.2 billion people that watch us.
Oh,
wanna
nice.
Know yet. Well, being humble it. About it.
You're funny.
How do you... where did you start? Or, you know, knocking the doors or what? Like old school?
First, I came and studied English. Okay. I think I told this story 1,000 times, but I came and studied English, and then they hired me for a job. It didn't work out. And then I decided to go back to school for English. And I comes one day, my brain comes and say, oh, I'm going to put a talent agency. People need ethnicities and new faces because everything is either Caucasian or Afro-American. So I put the sex appeal of Latinos and mixed with other cultures, you
all
know?
Right.
And I was successful. I mean, I was so lucky that I knew people in Tecate Beer. I don't know if I can say names, but one thing takes
want.
Me the other one. They hired me my first models for events, 16th of September, Mexicans Independence
Day.
That's all right.
Guys.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
that's so awesome.
So it was amazing because they recommend me with other people, and I start going to conventions. Honestly, mm-hmm. I built my agency in convention centers. They hired me models in the convention, and I realized, oh my gosh, there's thousands of booths. So I go one per one and I give my business card and I get a lot of clients and my agency blew up.
Awesome. It blew up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is this, now tell us how you really did it.
That's how I really did
I know,
it.
I know.
I did it one per one and nobody gave me anything in this country. I did it all my own. Okay?
All by yourself.
All myself.
That's quite impressive.
No sugar daddies.
No sugar daddies. Hey, what's wrong with the sugar daddy?
Nothing, I'm just joking. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. If people does have it, great.
Yeah, if they do, they do. So you start from your humble beginnings, and then it just kind of flourishes and it blossoms into what's become pretty big overnight. And then it's and then what? You get into acting yourself. How do you get into all these roles you have?
Oh, because you know when I have a meetings with clients that say, "Well, why you not acting?" I'm like, I don't know. And so they offer me a movie, Simon movie, I remember, and it was from nowhere. Hey, you want to do the role for the nurse? I'm like, sure. So then from there, I go to the next one and hire me here, there, and I start doing theater, and I really learned how to act in theater.
Yeah, you learn a lot to be on the boards. You learn a lot.
Yeah, so, here. And then the Spanish TV shows hires me, and then they hire me from the TV show Hollywood Life. I don't know, one thing to the next one. And the funny part is they always hire me in movies as a TV host. But I wasn't never the best TV host. But I know I can be the best TV host, I guess. So I was like, this is like a joke. Maybe my girlfriend telling me, who give a show to Layla with that English?
It's called Hollywood Magic, you guys. So let's talk about, you got Sangre Negra, The Extra, Opus of Angel, Captured, Euro Club, Sinvergüenza, which means shameless.
Yeah, oh my English. Gosh, I remember that movie.
Yeah, My Hollywood Dreams, Sucks, Mall Dogs, Mansions of Blood, The Other Half, Confessions of a Womanizer, Cage Fight, Once Upon a Fight. And I believe you have a recent one with our boy, Mr. Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's so many movies I've done that are not
here yet. Yeah.
Well, it's just because sometimes the credits are, you know, they don't put right your name and or they put the character of your name. Every company
put it. And stuff.
Oh,
sure.
Like I work in Scary 5 and yeah. I never saw my credits and think.
Wow. It's amazing.
You know, so, but yeah, I worked with Paul Rodriguez. He was funny.
He's funny as fuck.
He's funny. And yeah. Then I did the show, what was the name? Actor Just Like Us. It's kind of like a documentary. And I'm one of the main people there. It's all the old actors used to be like a Baywatch and people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Sharknado?
Yeah. So like everybody represents different TV shows and
oh, wow. Like
cool. It was cool because it was conversations and the dinner.
Yeah.
So it's cool. That is coming out. It's for the film festivals right now. So
it's doing the circuit.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
It's good because it's a good, everybody has known people in like old days.
yeah. And then it's like, so there's some nostalgia. Like you think about, oh my God, I remember that guy in the show or that girl in the show. That is so much fun.
True. That's so true that you're younger. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe.
Yeah, that's so great. And so with Paul Rodriguez, you worked on several films, right? You worked a couple films?
With Paul, I only did one. This movie was him. And then I interviewed him in my show.
What's the name of the movie? Hush Money?
Cash Money.
Cash Money. Cash Money. Guys, let's look out for that film. Yeah, I can hardly wait. What's the story behind it? What's the backstory to this?
The story is that Paul Rodriguez
get out of the shell,
and he got to make money. So he finds different ways how to make money. So I'm one of his girlfriends,
uh-oh.
You know, and the thing. But
look out, Paul.
But he and I was working in the show. Girlfriend, you know, like the typical, you work in the show, you sleep with skin, you pay your money. So it's funny. But he's everything is besides, he does the shows in the church. Kind of showing you how behind how church make
money.
So it's a little bit politics, a little bit. Depends how you see it.
Yeah.
It's funny. You have to see it.
Right. So it just depends, like, what your takeaway.
Well, yeah, it depends how you want to see the movie. You can see in the way it's like, oh, this is real. Or you can see it like, oh, it's hilarious. What a crazy idea. Or maybe people do that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's people that make businesses out of, like, churches that preach, you know, fake, like, philosophies. And they tell you that they, you know, they can heal you and that kind of thing. And a lot of times they make their money, you know, and that's how they make their mega church. For example, the mega churches, nothing against mega churches, but a lot of the people, you have to sort of fit into their bracket, like a certain, you know, like money that you make. So financially, you have to be pretty set. If you don't have a certain, you know, you're not, your finances are not up to par with what they need, basically, you don't come to the mega church. So when they get their tithing, their 10%, that's a lot of money. And so these people will tell you anything you want to feel, tickle your ears with their language and their information, but they're making cha-ching. But back in it, when it's a business, right?
I feel like every person need to learn in their own what's right in life. Right. Meaning when you hurt somebody, you know you're not doing something right.
Yeah.
So if you don't learn in this life, maybe you learn the next one.
Yeah.
But it's not your responsibility. It's not my responsibility. It's their responsibility.
Yeah.
So God bless them.
Amen to that. Yeah, you got to be truthful in life. At the end of the day, karma's real. God's watching you. So whatever you do, the water you do yourself. After all, that's what they say, you know, the old adage, because people drink of their own water.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So I want to know, I'm interested in also, like, did you have the kind of, like, your parents now, do they, or, you know, your family, do they enjoy watching you? Like when they watch you on TV, they say, that's our girl. You know, my God, she made it. She made it. She made it really big. Like, are you? Is
my
that
mom.
Something?
Well, my mom passed away a year and a half ago.
That,
but
yeah.
She was the bigger support of me. Like, I can do anything. She will be like, yes. she was. Yeah, my grandma is now in U.S. with me, and she comes visiting me back and forth, and she is loving it. You know, I bring her and I show her what I do, and she's excited. And anybody comes, my family to U.S. to see me, they love it. They're fascinated.
Yeah. You have a fascinating story. You really do. It's a great story, like almost from rags to riches kind of thing. It doesn't often happen. So it's, I think all the stars were lined up. It was meant to be for you to be exactly where you're at now. Because a lot of people would try different doors, and then it won't happen for them, and maybe even a lifetime down the road, which eventually it does happen if you keep at it long enough. However, there's folks that right at the beginning, they have this almost a flash in the pan kind of situation where, you know, like, for example, the actor, I'm trying to say, like, Crazy Beautiful. There's this actor. He's in Hawaii. What is it? 5-0 and Jay Hernandez.
Okay.
He was in an elevator, and somebody gave him a card, handed him a card, and the next thing you know, he says, you got movie stars, looks, boy. And then he became a movie star. Look at him now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's been doing a lot of cool stuff. So it's really interesting to see the way that sort of a machine works. You know, sometimes when it's meant to be for you, it's meant to be. Do you think, we were talking about earlier about how things are changing in the industry.
Oh, big time. I mean, everything. Like, COVID makes a huge change, impact in life. Not in the good way. I mean, maybe some people was benefit.
Oh, for COVID, yeah.
Maybe. I know some people was benefiting business. But in the big picture, I will say 80% it wasn't, you know. And I wonder then.
I was doing a podcast in my closet. It's a true story. I was sweating like a pig. My wife was, listen, here's what happened. We had we had a one bedroom in Woodland Hills. I cannot, like, tell you this. I cannot tell this story enough. I've told so many people this, you're full of shit, Jimmy. I'm like, no, swear to God. This guy's my witness. I was in a closet sweating profusely, talking to actors and celebrities. And then sometimes, because it was audio only, this is the Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. It was one of my first podcasts I did back in 2020. I forget who I had. It doesn't matter the name. But somebody I had on there, and they're like, hey, are you okay? You sound like you're hyperventilating. I am, dude. It's just that I went for a jog earlier. You know, it wasn't true. I was in the closet, right? And then doing my podcast out of the closet. True story, because my wife was doing working out of Zoom, and then my son was working out of Zoom as well. So everybody's Zooming,
I know.
I'm over here in the middle. yeah, so you were telling me, can you reiterate what you just finished saying? Because I think I lost you there for a split second. There was this one gentleman who tells me, dude, you sound like you're in a crawl space. Like you're under the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, were you under the house or something? Like, you might as well be, right?
I think that changed a lot of people's life this soon because now a lot of people do things in a different ways.
You know? It's Zoom, for example. You know, everyone and their mom did Zoom. I mean, you could be anywhere. You could be behind the bars. And I hear, you know, I don't know, firsthand, not yet. Anymore. But behind bars and do a Zoom. And people be Zooming and Zooming for films, right? We all had a shot at that, auditions. We're now all Zoom, wait on in the green room, which you were waiting on the side, like a little side room that they had you on, all right, they're ready for you. Yeah. And then, bloop, you appear, and like, you know, you do your thing. And it was just so practical. It's practical, right?
What it you is said? Practical, yeah. I'm not a Zoom person, but yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, well, you know, we do StreamYard here at LA Talk Radio. But I also want to know, like, how did you become, like, were you doing your Hollywood Live?
Oh, yeah, the Hollywood Live for 10 years. They hired me and the channel in San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. The owner buy from other company.
Yeah.
So we did it, we used the studios over there.
San Bernardino?
But it was coming from other places. Just we shoot there.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it was great because I really learned how to host over there.
Yeah.
I wasn't good, let me tell you. But I learned and
trial and error.
And because my business and I had so many access to all this boxing and. Anything you can imagine, because I work with the sponsors. So I have access to any type of celebrities, being in the sport, being in the movie industry. So it always was a big access for me to interview people because it's easy for me. So yeah, that's what I create my own. And then they stopped hiring me because they sold the show. I don't know what happens, but anyways. But I continue on my own. I asked them, hey, can I continue? Yeah. So it's good because I build my name doing the interviews.
It's a brand that you have.
Yeah. People know you more, and everything comes together because you interview people, you give a publicity, and the same people. Oh, do you want to work as an actor or if it's a celebrity? Hey, you mind if I call you for this? No, cool. So, and then I work in production. So everything comes together. It's kind of like a combo, no? Like when you go McDonald's combo, you know, same thing. So everything is like, oh, cool, you know? So
I love it. It's great. It's fascinating because we each have like our own stories as far as like, how do we start interviewing people? I started years ago doing it just as a mere prank.
And
I started pranking my uncles at home. And I do my, like, I had a camcorder. My uncle's camcorder was like a huge box.
I'm good at this.
And then I said, oh, my God, I gotta get hired. But they got into acting in theater. And then years later, full circle, you know, like the now with the podcast and the radio. Now I'm doing interviews. Now we're interviewing each other here.
No, I love it. I love it.
Now tell me about your four languages. You speak four languages. Wow.
Well, you know, in other countries, it's normal. I speak more language. Uh-huh. I speak English.
I noticed that.
You know, English was the biggest challenge for me to learn. Okay. I was thinking I'm never going to learn English. That's what I came to U.S. Mm-hmm. It was super hard. I speak Portuguese and Italian, just a family Italian, not a school Italian. So I don't know how to write. Mm-hmm. But English was, wow, it was so hard for me.
Really?
Oof.
Especially the bad words like, fuck off, motherfucker.
I don't say bad words in any language.
That's French.
I don't say bad words.
Yeah, excuse my French, guys. So, you know, you have quite an ability. I mean, I guess, like you said, it's very true because I know folks that in other countries that tend to know three or four languages. And it's rather common, right? It's a common
And I think, well, in Europe it's normal because there's so many countries as neighbors, right? They has to. It's a business.
It's a necessity.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can get hired and make more money if you know language. In Argentina, it's because people come from different countries. And then the Portuguese is the Mercosur. We have the limited with Brazil and the tourists. So it's normal that you study language. Why not?
Right.
You know, so yeah.
There's an advantage to knowing a lot of languages.
Yeah, especially when you're traveling, it really helps.
It helps, right?
Oh, yes, a lot.
You don't get lost or anything. Like, you just know your way.
No, you get lost. You get lost regardless. Yeah. Just kidding. I get lost. And you don't want to try with me. I get lost.
I think that it's true in so many ways. But, like, what are some of the challenges that you find in the industry these days, more so than ever, because things are...
Okay, so it's a lot of challenge right now. Well, we don't have the TV anymore like we used to have.
The channels.
You know,
stuff, yeah.
So I miss that because I was 10 years in the channel working in TV shows. So I don't know. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. So I think it doesn't... Yeah, you don't have that anymore. And then... The movie industry, it changed a lot. I mean, it's more opportunities and different help because there's so many films there that you can create your movies and all that. But it's not the same money anymore for anything. Commercials is out, you know, because the TV is out. So now commercials is not there anymore.
They're leveling the playing field now for most people. So in some respects, it's better than it used to be in that more people have opportunity, like you said. But it's probably a lot less money in so many ways. And then also, too, the age of AI, you know, like now a lot of...
I don't think it's more opportunities, to be honest. Okay. I think maybe it opened up a new platform for influencers that wasn't there before. Mm-hmm.
Interesting, that's true.
But at the same time, I feel like we're losing talent because people just post and they don't do an acting stuff. I'm a talent agency. I'm looking all day long for actors and they don't have talent.
Look no more.
No, I hire you now. But I'm not saying nothing negative. I'm just saying like because we're losing things, you know. And this day, talking about my son, and the computer doesn't even need to write. The computer does everything. You talk, so kids doesn't even learn to
type,
doing anything because the internet. So we're losing a lot of things, but it make it easier. What happened if you lose the internet? You don't know how to use anything.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Bite your tongue. Don't
how
say
you
that.
Going to? No, I'm
no, it's
seriously,
so true.
Yeah, like yeah. You get a book.
Yeah.
You can read the book.
Nobody.
Right? So, I mean.
But people are reading more these days because everyone texts and emails. You know, you shoot off all kinds of emails and you get emails and auditions and whatnot.
Are you sure about that? Because I think the AI writes everything right now. I put two sentences. Write me a biography to this person with these three qualities.
Really? So and
do I don't know if it'd be better. I don't know about that.
I have ADHD, so I don't really read a whole lot these days anymore. I used to back when I was younger, some time ago. I find that you're right in regards to when it comes to that thing, like a lot less talent is being showcased and everything because everything is mass produced. Everything is quickly. And upload into the TikTok platforms, and so everyone wants like that instant gratification. You want to see something quickly, and so you don't get to showcase long form.
3 minutes
anymore.
Is the attention of the people these days.
I got a minute, maybe.
True, you're getting less and less. You're right. Yeah,
because
when you see the videos, 3 minutes is too long.
Wow.
You're right about that.
Yeah. And so we're getting to a point where, you know, people are not consuming the way, you know, we used to consume media and movies and whatnot. People want, like, short form, quick, right to the point thing. So in that sense, we are losing out on the quality of the craft, if you will, like how a person, you know, acts and things of that nature. I think we're moving more into the direction of snippets and short sound bites. I don't know.
But I think I at the same time, I feel like if you want something to change, you have to be creative and do your own thing.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be someone that follows what you do.
That's
so
true.
Like I started a year ago creating fashion shows because I want to create business and I want to promote my own clients and I want audience have something fun to do.
Yeah.
Besides go and drink and do nothing. So
right.
I want people see fashion, people watch, you know, good show, listen good music.
Like quality.
So quality, yeah. And now for the very young age, I'm talking about from the 35 and up to the 60, 70, people, they don't know what to do, and it's perfect. They go to the show. So I have people from all ages in my shows.
That's
and people loving it because they have something to do. They don't feel like, oh, if you don't get a table for $10,000, you're not going to get them. Guess what? It's for free, my show. For free, but I mean, guest list. Not like anybody can come.
So people can't play Bridge anymore and Dungeons and Dragons at home?
No.
Go out to a real live show. Yeah, your events that you put on are fabulous. I haven't been able to because, again, my apologies.
Sorry for the text so much.
My show is always on Wednesday nights, but we're going to have to
do Sundays too.
Okay, so no excuse kind of thing, Sundays. So I'm going to bring out my dancing shoes and bring my wife with me, and we're going to go check
like,
out your shows.
Yeah, I like people enjoy, like sit and enjoy and having a good time and good conversations and playing with other people because we're losing what is the contact with other people, you know?
We just finished talking about appliances, and, you know, it used to be like, that people would talk to each other. Now it seems like everyone's praying at the table. We're actually texting each other because they don't, you know.
Exactly.
We're losing that human quality, the human connection.
You have to change.
That's great.
And still the complaint. And you know, because I was really upset about it before. And being honest, I was very upset about OnlyFans and Instagram. Like, oh my gosh, these people taking all my business. I was really upset, right? And I said, you know what? Let's create something new. I'm going to make sure I get a business, I do things the way I want it, and I'm the main person in my own thing.
Love it.
Now, it's always people for everything.
Remember, you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself.
Yes.
You got to do it yourself. Just go out there. Don't think. Just do. Just like acting, right?
Yeah. That's why I do a lot of meditation. And I started doing like 3-4 years ago. And it changed my life because I start calm down and relax and start thinking and value myself and look at myself, how many good things I know and I have, and I can do so much for what I have, you know, and doesn't need to be a person that is millionaire. It just has to be your brain. When I say I have, means I have my brain, I have my body, and I can do anything because I'm alive. So,
wow. So
if you think that way, you're value so much yourself.
You're being mindful in that moment. You're mindful. You're in the moment.
Yeah.
I love it. And then things happen, right?
For you. And you be close more to God because you be appreciation. You appreciate life. You appreciate everything. To get up in the morning and say, oh my gosh, I can breathe. I can walk. I can see. I can listen. What else? That's it. That's what I need.
Yeah.
You know, if you hurt yourself, your finger, all day, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do nothing. I'm hurting my finger. One finger.
I get a paper cut and I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And then I go.
Oh. I know. This is me. Exactly.
Yeah.
So everything in your body, everything, we need it. And if you have all that, you're rich. You're a millionaire with yourself. You have to think like that. You have to be appreciation. If you don't, then work on yourself because when you start loving yourself in every level, that's it. You feel like, oh my gosh, I'm genius. We all the same. we are stars in our own way. Different people shine in a different way. But we're all the same.
And we have a different journey.
Exactly.
Not to like people do the same.
Exactly.
Everyone has their own
journey. And God, for me, as a universe, I feel like I will never hurt anybody or talk bad about people because I'm hurting myself. So you start being more loving, more giving, more grateful, you know? And if everybody thinks like that, a lot of people will start being happy because happiness is the key. Love is the key in life.
And you can't love anyone unless you love yourself first.
Exactly. But you really have to do it because we say that. I used to say that. And guess what? I wasn't really.
I love myself. When I see a cheeseburger or a Big Mac, I eat two.
Funny.
All right. On a personal note, Layla, like, what are some of your hobbies besides the obvious that you're meditating? What other things you do?
I don't
do you work out? Do you drink tea or coffee in the morning?
In the morning, I drink coffee, and the rest of the day, tea all day.
Okay, so you
love tea.
So you start off with the coffee, and then what kind of tea do you like drinking?
Well, you know, in Argentina, I don't know if you know that, from 4 to 5, you drink tea time, you know, so merienda. So we had that in our culture. So every day I drink my tea time. But in the winter time, I drink tea all day. So I drink yerba mate.
That's the best thing ever, yeah.
I drink chai tea. I love chai tea. Yeah, I love teas. I have so many type of tea in my house.
Yeah.
I don't like chamomile. Ugly teas. No, I don't like it.
Chamomile is good when I have cramps.
Like manzanilla, those weird teas. I don't like it. But I like the good taste.
You like the good stuff in life.
Oh, yeah. I like pizza.
Do you like burgers at all?
No.
Do you like, you say you
don't
like
tacos?
Do you
notice I took it off the ham today when I eat the pizza? I don't like meat.
Do you like, do you do vegetarian mostly?
I'm vegetarian my whole life when I was a little girl. So I mean, the only reason I don't eat meat is because I don't like the taste of animals. Mm-hmm. So if I eat chicken once in a while, it has to be a milanesa, you know what it is?
Yeah.
Something that I don't taste the meat, but yeah. I even feel bad for the animals, but that's a different topic. But yeah, I love vegetables and Italian. I grew up with Italian food, and that's what I eat, and that's what I cook.
Italian. Yeah,
Italian.
You're Italian. Your
I pastas,
Italian.
All type of pasta, pizza. That's my thing.
I like, you know,
and
what
bread.
I got to tell you, I think that, I love tacos, and I tried vegetarian for a while. I did. I went for a whole day vegetarian. It was a long time. Listen to me. It was a lot. Three vegetarian tacos.
Just a day? Okay.
Just a whole day.
Good try.
Yeah.
At least you try. At least
so
you
I decided
try.
I'm going to eat the things that eat the plants.
Oh, my God.
So I like tongue. I like tongue tacos. And I enjoy the, you know, there's great places, great eateries throughout L.A.
It's
yeah,
okay. You eat what you want.
And I'm happy. You see, I'm very happy, as you can see. Very, very happy. And if I'm happy, then I make others happy. And I also practice giving. Like if you, in some way, anytime you go somewhere, like, you know, you go buy food and you see someone outside, I can't help myself. I'll like buy something. My girl will be like, oh, you're going to give it? Yeah, I'm going to give it away. And I'll give them something. I'll give the person. Usually, I said him. It could be a woman, too. But typically, it's a guy that'd be out there. And I'll buy him something to eat. Now, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm just trying to say, the more you give, the more you have. You know what I mean?
100%. Right? I believe in that. I help. So with my fashion shows, I'm doing the name is Bambino's Foster Kids. So I give it 20% whatever I make. Sometimes I don't make anything, but I still give money. So I ask people for $5. And but it's funny because the way I use it, I wanna build a Foster Kids for, I have a whole plan. But for now, because I don't have that revenue of the money to do that, I'm helping whatever who I can help. So right now we're helping with my girlfriend Tiffany, people, the what's the name from the war, forgot name.
Oh yeah,
refugees. We're helping refugees
That's cool.
Living from, you know, either Ukraine Palestine or Israel. Mm-hmm. Just we help families. We don't care who is who. Just it's all beautiful. These poor families, they get off and they go to Etsy and they have nothing. And it's so sad. It's families with no food, nothing, no clothes, no, nothing,
really?
Nothing. So, yeah.
We'll
so,
help out. If you need anything, I promise you, I'll take the shirt yeah, off my back to help somebody. I believe in helping those families.
Yeah, so anything, you know, like even if it's $20, $50, it's better than nothing because with yeah, that $20, they can feed for 2-3 days over there because, you know, it's yeah, cheaper over there. Yeah. So you have no idea how much you can help people with little money. It's amazing.
It
so,
goes a long way. Any bit yeah, counts, any little counts. And, you know, definitely, you know, we got to follow you and give back and you know, for sure.
But if you feel, you have to feel it, you know, like don't do anything because you feel obligated because no. You understand it's yeah, others that need more yeah, than you.
Right, right.
You know?
Because people might find themselves in a tough spot where like, oh, you know, you got fired from one job or maybe two jobs, maybe all the jobs, you know? And you still have a roof over your head. If you're in America, the average
oh, yes,
person's going to have a roof over their head, especially in California, right?
Yeah.
Everyone gets taken care of. So we do have more than the folks you're
anybody
talking
else
about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 100%. You know what? You should find it in your heart to be a philanthropist. I give, sometimes I'll go online. I'm not too old, but here's an idea, guys. Go online and go and, you know, since they have the GoFundMe page. I give $5 random. My girl's like, I gave $10 to this man. If I see him on TV, I'm like bawling. Like aww, the little boy with autism who somebody pushed because he accidentally yanked some thing off of Mercedes Benz
oh,
or something
wow,
in the valley.
I didn't
and
know,
then these people, that whole thing, nobody knows, but it was like a blessing in disguise. Not the fact that he smacked the kid, but the fact that through this whole ordeal, they got to find out in what kind of bad shape these people were living in. They were living
oh,
out
wow,
of the car in like the dog, you know, days of summer, like the hottest triple digits out in the valley. You know, it gets pretty hot out here in the valley. 100, and they're living in a car that's broken down nevertheless. So these people are in real bad shape. And as a result of that situation, it touched my heart. It touched many Angelinos and I'm sure other people. So, hey, $5, $10 not going to make you or break
yeah,
you, right?
No, and you feel good when you do it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. That's the spirit. Wow. I'm really inspired.
I think every time you learn more, you know, that's yeah, why we're in this world for learning and be a better person, you know?
Yeah, you always grow as a result of everything you stumble or flounder, you know, things that, you know, it's not always on the up and up. Sometimes things go, you know, when you're bust, but you learn a lot. You learn a lot
yeah,
from it and you become better as a result of that
yeah,
ordeal.
I think my goal is be the best version of me.
Be the best. That's pretty good. And so you're always striving for that. You're always, you know, polishing yourself, honing your skills. That's great.
Yeah, just, I mean, I love to provide. I love to help others. I love to give work to people. When I get work, I get so excited to call people.
Yeah.
Hey, I have this job for you, you know. And
fantastic.
It makes me happy to give work to people. I don't know why, but I love it.
Yeah, you enrich the lives of them, and as a result, you enrich your life. Because it's like the Grinch, you know? You don't want to be the Grinch. You mean you want to be greedy and make everybody's life miserable?
Oh, no.
Because misery loves company. You know, all those people that, like, they want to see you down in the dumps and not doing well. You know, it's much better. I get happy if somebody lands a gig, one of my buddies that's working in a movie, you know, be it whatever movie that might be. I get happy for them. There's enough room at the top for people
100%.
To stop trying to make others feel bad for your own deficiencies or for your own setbacks or hung-ups or whatever. We need to learn to fly together. Fly together, you know?
100%.
We go to greater heights together. If we fly together, we help one another, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Such an inspiration.
I think when I, with my fashion shows, I create my new magazine, the two editions now. So everything what I do in my events, like with the designers, model, photographers, filmmakers, vendors, I put it on my magazine to give it publicity. Fantastic. Because I'm so grateful because of them, they're helping me so much that we come and do something amazing and beautiful. So I say how I can give back to them, so promoting and show to the world what they do.
Yeah, showcase to the world. That's beautiful.
Do you want to be in the magazine?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
You've told me that a million times and I'm still not on there.
I sent you information. Do you got it?
No.
Okay, I send it again to you.
Somebody else somewhere else is going to be like, I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm going to be on the magazine. Guys, Layla, I'm super excited to have her on. What are your social media handles?
Okay, Layla Giancalini TV, Layla Life TV Show, RLC Talent Agency, and then my magazine, rlctalentmagazine.com, and that's my same website for my agency, rlctalentagency.com.
I want to just thank you real quick. I'm grateful and, you know, indebted with you because everything you do is for the betterment of society. You're helping others shine. You're helping other stars shine. A lot of people don't do what you do. If more people did what you did, all of us would probably have a nice little spot, little comfortable spot, little cushy, up in the Hollywood echelons, create our own Hollywood of sorts, you know, whatever that might look like. But if more people did exactly what you're doing, so my... I tip my hat off to you, figuratively, because I have something stuck. And I'm very grateful. Any last words before we wrap this up?
No, just people be grateful. Just be grateful, be happy. And if you feel depressed, just your life. And when you think 2 minutes in your life, your life, and you have everything you need.
Right.
You're not going to be depressed anymore. Just be happy.
Introspection, guys. Always just look within and see everything you have. You're a lot richer than you know it. We'll go with that. Take it away, guys. That's my show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.